Well, one of the buzzwords that you will hear when it comes to animal shelters, when it comes to zoos, is the idea of animal enrichment. And Animal Allies Humane Society has a really cool animal enrichment project, actually a couple of them, underway up at the animal shelter. Michelle Sternberg is the communications manager. She joins us this morning to tell us a little bit more about it. Hey there, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Having animals outside probably seemed to the animals like a much better idea when it was in the 80s as opposed to the 50s, perhaps.
Having them outside.
Yes. I suppose it just depends on the animal. There's plastic up. A window's been transformed into a door. There are plans for an outdoor facility for cats. I just watched one of those home shows last night, and the woman was all about the outdoor space for her cats. So let's hear about it. Tell us more.
Yeah, so those outdoor spaces are commonly referred to as a cat's patio. If you think of it as the Taj Mahal of outdoor screen houses for cats, that's kind of what you can picture. It's a screened-in enclosure with a door, with windows that you can crack for ventilation. In this case, our cats are going to have some tree branches to climb up on. There will be perches and little sleeping benches up high so that they can actually do what cats love to do most, and that's climb up high, be at the tallest point, and take a nap outside in the sunshine, in the fresh air, in a safe, protected environment. So it's a really cool way for cats to be outside and enjoy, what it is to be a cat and still keeping them safe.
Exactly. And there's been a lot of conversation about all of the dangers, of course, that outdoor cats face. And that's not the kind of thing in a shelter that you necessarily want to turn the cats loose and have them roaming the countryside necessarily. But boy, they sure do enjoy that whole napping in the sun thing. Now, this is kind of interesting because the cats are, by necessity, going to have to share the space almost kind of to an extent with one of the dog exercise yards. So the idea is it's going to be a little bit of a challenge to make sure that the dogs are not scaring the cats. Well, and as happens in my house, the cats are not scaring the dogs.
Yeah, sometimes it's the other way around. So in this case, our catio space, the main cat condo room up at the shelter, is adjacent to one of our outdoor dog yards. And so what we're doing to kind of get around this is we're about halfway there. We've got the concrete pad poured. We've got the door and the window cut in. And what's going to be happening is kind of a separation wall is going to be built between the catio and the doggy play yard. So if you picture the outdoor a screen house with a big wall built around it, it's going to be, I'm not sure how high it's going to be, but the whole plan is that it's going to be tall enough that dogs can't see directly into the screen house, but the screen house is going to be taller than the wall, so the cats will actually still be able to look out when they're up on those really tall, high perches taking naps, and the dogs will kind of be protected from the stress of, being distracted by kitties.
Well, and it'll be a wonderful opportunity, too, on some occasions to find out which dogs don't really seem to react to cats at all. And then that'll just be another piece of information about the dogs and the cats. Yeah, they seem to get along fine. They don't really react to each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And vice versa for the cats,
At the Fur Ball last year, Animal Allies raised some money for a dog enrichment facility. And again, the idea of enrichment, can you tell people about that if they're not really aware of what the idea is of enrichment in an animal shelter context?
Yeah, so enrichment is essentially, providing the animal things that it needs to feel loved and feel better. And basically, it's what people do for their pets at home. When you're at home with your cat, you pet them when you're sitting there watching TV. You might play with feathery toys or, you know, give them special treats. Same thing with your dog. You take them for walks. You throw frisbees for them. You know, you head on up to the dog park and you get the fresh air. And, you know, that's really the idea of enrichment in a shelter setting as well, is to get the dogs outside, get the cats outside, and, you know, really provide them those basic needs that animals of their kind really kind of need to have to thrive.
And a little bit of exercise never hurt anybody. At least that's what they say, but I'm not risking it.
Sure, sure. Yeah, we wouldn't want to chance that one.
Exactly. So when is do you have an idea when the new catio is going to be open?
Yeah, so we're shooting for the end of August, mid-September. And as I mentioned, you know, we're about halfway there, and, you know, it's building construction's doing the work, and they're, you know, kind of working on it in between other client jobs. So the actual deadline will vary a little bit, but they're really doing a fabulous job. And, you know, if you do happen to come up to the shelter and check it out, you will see there is a big hole in the wall. New door, and there's some plastic up and tiles been cut, and it looks like your standard construction zone.
It does indeed. And of course, the challenge is always to keep the cats from trying to check it out. Michelle, what an exciting renovation up there at Animal Allies. Thanks so much for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Michelle Sternberg is the communications director at Animal Allies, and the new catio should be open maybe by the end of the month.